What You Missed on the Curve with Michelle Martin and Bernard Lynn. Only on Money FM 89.3.
MBA are important for career advancement. Well, deciding to study a Master of Business Administration is a big decision to take for aspiring global managers. Is choosing an MBA at a business school abroad worth the time and financial investment, as well as the demanding entry requirements? Not only that, starting for an MBA is tough as a full-time student, even more so for a working adult as well, working in a partnership with the Amity Global Institute. University of London will be launching its new global MBA degree program in Singapore in mid-August. And we're joined right now in the studio by Dr. Dimitrios Kofopoulos, Global MBA Program Director at the University of London. Welcome to the show, Doctor. How did the collaboration between the University of London and the Amity Global Institute come about? Tell us.
This relationship, I think, is a recent one. And University of London thought the Amity in the last 20 years, they are investing so much in education, especially practical education. So the cooperation was obvious, and as well as the city and state of Singapore. It has thousands of ex-graduates from University of London. Based on my intelligence, I think the vast majority of the legal profession is dominated by University of London graduates. So we thought from our part, University of London and Queen Mary, that Amity is, I think, one of the best providers in the region to, let's say, take this responsibility and be the teaching institution partner in this part of the world, which is so significant for Asia as well.
Interesting. So, Dr. Dimitrios, tell us, how does a global MBA differ from a regular MBA?
The title Global MBA, I think, came across from design issues. 2 years ago, when a big team of academics and, let's say, people from University of London and Queen Mary University, because Queen Mary University is the university that has the academic responsibility of the program, they design modules in such a way that global can be justified. In other words, all the teaching cases, all the curriculum, the way that the program, let's say, was designed is of global nature. Alongside the faculty, the online faculty, the module leaders, the tutors, and the markers that they are involved, I think they are from all over the world, at least 10, 15, 20 different nationalities. For example, in the case that you haven't guessed, I'm from Greece.
Guess from your name.
Yes, from the name. The name, I guess, is giving me out, plus my accent. But I am in UK for the last 28 years, teaching in a variety of British institutions.
Okay, there's still a stigma against distance learning. What would you say to that?
I think the stigma will go, because distance learning is like, let's say, nowadays, internet provision of any good or services. Somebody can argue that as the distance learning was developed 50, 60 years ago, and University of London was a pioneer on this, maybe didn't provide all the facilities, all the spectrum, let's say, of different issues to the students. But as the time goes by, and especially with technological issues, the new platforms that we have, the virtual learning environments, they become so advanced that any disadvantage will disappear. Nevertheless, I want to be very open. The way that now University of London in this particular program is cooperating with local institutions, teaching institutions, I think we have the best of both worlds. The students have online material to study at their leisure, and they have regular contact with local staff to get any support they might need.
Yeah.
So I think this is under the concept of thinking global, act local, let's say. I do believe that this is one of the strongest advantages of this program, to have local representation of institutions like the Amity in our case here, and very soon in India, that they know the market, understand the needs of the local people, so they provide, let's say, extra support, extra tuition when is needed to our learners.
So the MBA is still desirable, it's still relevant, obviously?
I think it is. I think for every person, of course, the motives of pursuing an MBA can be different. But at large, in general, I would say that everyone that at some point is pursuing a career, either through his personal business or in a big multinational or in governmental position, whatever, as far as he or she is hungry for some extra knowledge, I think will be beneficial.
Okay, working experience versus an MBA. What do you think employers favor?
I do think that I will not go against common sense. I think work experience is irreplaceable. So by definition, you will get work experience. The question is if alongside this work experience, and parenthesis, this is the beauty of the distance learning, is if you want to expand your conceptual or your analytical skills, so at the same time, without interrupting your career, because this is the beauty or the innovation of distance learning, let's say, instead of interrupting for a year or two, losing income and losing career progression, you attend, you pursue, you engage with online learning, distance learning, and at the same time, you get the best from both worlds.
So which sectors would an MBA most suit, do you think, or most required?
The way that we have designed the MBA with five specializations in law, in accountancy, in finance, in entrepreneurship, and in leadership, they are applicable to any sectors or economic, let's say, environments. And this is the reason that earlier I said multinationals, small businesses, governmental positions. The student, depending on which modules, which pathway will pursue based on his aspirations, let's say, or his personal interest from a personal point of view, I think will get an equal benefit. I don't think that the program is biased to a particular, let's say, pathway of career or something.
Mm-hmm. Okay, maybe you have the last question in view of the time. Is embarking on an MBA education still a heavy investment?
Although it depends from the market that we are having in mind, even in UK standards or European standards, I think the pricing is quite reasonable, taking into account that distance learning indirectly for most of our learners means to some extent part-time. Because as we said earlier, we are assuming and we are hoping that the vast majority of our learners, students, they will be in employment. In that respect, and I don't want to go into numbers now, I think it's very affordable. Plus, scholarships, for example, for women, that we have wonderful scholarships, 40% off, becomes extremely affordable in 1 or 2, 2.5 years that may the learner decides the duration to last.
Okay, so thank you very much, Dr. Dimitrios Kofopoulos. Thank
you. Wonderful.
Thank you for coming into the studio, the Global MBA Program Director at the University of London. Thank you indeed.